Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It's Friday, April 8th, 2011, and we've got some news for you. I'm Adam Paulus, and let's get started with movies. Last weekend at the box office, Hop was number one with $37.5 million, followed by Source Code at $14.8 million, Insidious at $13.3 million, Diary of a Wimpy Kid 2, Roderick Rules with $10 million, and Limitless with $9.3 million, rounding out the top five. New this week at the box office, Your Highness, Hannah, Arthur, and some other stuff in limited release. In the news, Tron 3 is going forward, so you get to wait on that. Brett McKenzie from Flight of the Conchords and the Lord of the Rings cameo will be in The Hobbit as an elf, but that might be old news by now. Sean Hayes, formerly of Will of Grace, has been tapped to be Larry in the new Three Stooges movie. That might be Giants launched and sold out of 1,000 or so slots for its online fan club. It gets you tickets to concert songs, a vinyl record or two, and this is all leading up to their next album, which will be called Join Us, presumably Or Die. A new Venture Brothers special is airing on Adult Swim on July 24th. Details are thin. Actually, that's all I have. Keanu Reeves is still talking about Bill and Ted 3, which reportedly has the duo struggling to write the perfect world-saving song at the age of 40-something. The title of the movie Rise of the Apes is now Rise of the Planet of the Apes, which is more in line with the titles of the original sequels from the 1970s, and it's also wordy. Transformers Headmasters, the Japanese anime series, will be coming to DVD in the US on July 5th for about $30, which is pretty cheap. It'll have subtitles, but no dub has been confirmed yet, so it might be in Japanese and you have to read subtitles. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Earth. Mugs and baseball. And presumably baseball mugs. Order any three mugs, get a fourth one for free, of equal or lesser value, of course. Also, all baseball collectibles are on sale, 20% off. Pick your favorites of mugs and baseball, or mix and match, whatever you'd like to do. We have Doctor Who mugs, we have World of Warcraft steins, we have McFarlane baseball action figures, we've got a lot of stuff, and it's on sale, so check us out today at sale.entertainmentearth.com for more. In toy news, a lot of new stuff showed up this week. Surprisingly, a lot of stuff. The LEGO Minifigures Series 4 have been released. When we have them in stock, you can order yours right now in packs of 10 or 60. Take your pick. These are the blind bagged figures. Ghostbusters. Kotobukiya is doing a sexy Ghostbuster statue named Lucy. Shunya Yamashita is responsible for the design, and she comes complete with a ripped outfit, proton pack, boots, and ghost strap. It should be out in September. New Star Wars chopsticks are coming from Kotobukiya in Count Dooku and Obi-Wan Kenobi varieties. The first Green Lantern Movie Masters from Mattel are in stock. These are Mattel action figures. And we have Hal Jordan, Tomar Rey, and Rutlop Fan in stock now. Each has a Build-A-Figure piece. G.I. Joe, the convention was last weekend, and there was some big news. The most exciting thing is, as always, the new Hasbro action figure preview. With new 2011-2012 figures. Surprising new releases include a zombie Viper, a jungle version of Quinn, and a big smattering of 1986 to 1987 characters like Sci-Fi, which rarely, if ever, see an update in the recent years of the line. I'm pausing oddly today. Must be because Shatner's birthday was last week. I'm particularly fond of the orange Hazard Viper and the bizarre Data Viper. Renegade Scarlet also turned out really nice. A big surprise was an announced trial subscription program for G.I. Joe figures through the Collectors Club, which will include two figures a month for 6 months. No prices or packaging were given, but the prototype of the Nanobat and Coral figures were shown as coming, so it looks like it might be a place for otherwise homeless action figures. Zarana will make it out for Comic-Con in pink or black Cold Slither variants, as seen on various websites and at Toy Fair. A card back for the figure was distributed for free at the show. The Comic-Con exclusive G.I. Joe Transformers crossover Starscream Skystriker jet packaging and pricing were revealed. It comes in a big, gorgeous fifth panel comic book inspired box. And the price tag, unless it was a typo, will be $80. Word on the street has it the normal Skystriker will be closer to $35. So it's a big, big difference. But if you look at it, it is really cool. And yeah, you can't argue with that. There was also a panel of unreleased G.I. Joe toys, which had two interesting crossovers with Transformers. Two of the abandoned concepts include a Pursuit of Cobra Arctic Baroness figure, which was to have come with a cybernetic Jaguar sidekick, which is clearly based on the Transformers Generation 1 Jaguar Ravage, And the other toy was a retooled G1 Omega Supreme in G.I. Joe colors with a little bit more G.I. Joe stuff in it. Pretty cool. Masters of the Universe Classics revealed Horde members Leech and Hurricane Hordak at WonderCon last weekend. Playmates now has the license for the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles show, which will also include 1980s-style cartoon figures. These are not to be confused with Toon Turtles, which were sold in the 90s, but rather all new sculpts based on actual animation models of the show that introduced most of us to those characters. If it comes to pass, I'm totally going to buy Shredder if he isn't shirtless for a change. That's all for this episode of the podcast. Thanks for listening. Follow me on Twitter, won't you? Twitter.com/EndToEarth. And as always, thank you for your support. And if you like the podcast, you can buy something at EntertainmentEarth.com, or you can message me on Twitter, which is free. Naturally, we'd rather have you buy something, but I like hearing from you too. So say hi to us on Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, or by email. Have a great weekend, everybody.